Well, here's a little something for you. Came out last night. The Detroit News, surprising, this is shocking to me. The Detroit News endorsing John James for the United States Senate, calling him a natural leader who could well become one of the chamber's most powerful members. That is a remarkable endorsement, I believe. And I think it's important for John James, who, by the way, is doing better in all the polling across Michigan than is Donald Trump. John James doing better across Michigan than is Donald Trump in many places. I mean, it's conceivable. I don't know if it's likely, but it is conceivable that James could win the statewide Senate race and the president not carry Michigan. I suppose that is possible. We'll see. Now, Joe Biden has said, here's a little extra something for you as well. Joe Biden said he would create a commission. Of course, it would be bipartisan because they all are, right? He would create a commission to study the federal courts and the Supreme Court specifically. He's avoided answering the question continuously about packing the Supreme Court. He said in an interview with 60 Minutes that the commission would look at the issue, among others, and make recommendations in 180 days. Biden and Trump are, of course, ready to face off tonight for the last debate. But I'm going back to Liz Peek's great question, the point she made. Why would Barack Obama be campaigning in the heart of Philadelphia yesterday? That's not Trump country. That's Obama country. In the heart of deep, dark blue Philly, Barack Obama is out there with some drive-in rally of some sort. With hundreds of people turned out. I mean, not a lot, but hundreds, you know, it's fair. And attacks the president. Okay. That would indicate you have a problem in Philadelphia. And if you have a problem in Philadelphia, you have a problem in Pennsylvania. That means you're not turning people out. And when 50 Cent says, I don't want to be 20 Cent under Joe Biden, maybe that resonates in some of those urban areas. You know, we'll see. Let's see. Donald Trump, this according to the Washington Post. Trump is and his advisors are discussing whether to fire Christopher Wray after Election Day. U.S. officials have identified Iran as targeting American voters with fake emails that they say came from the Proud Boys. It was all fake. The Proud Boys did nothing, had nothing to do with any of that. Still don't know exactly who they are. Biden leads Trump by 9 points, they claim, according to an average of national polls, according to the 538. 9-point lead in Michigan, please. 8 points in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. 6 in Arizona, 2 in Florida. Yeah, this race is over. Tell yourself that, Democrats, and go back to bed like you did in 16. NBC News reporting, of course, in places like Michigan that Republicans are matching Democrats in early votes. That's not good news for Democrats. It's really not. You've got two things going on out there. You've got the red state recovery and the blue state recovery. You've got the Biden revelations now that a former business partner of Joe Biden says that the emails are legit because he was the recipient of one of those. And yes, Joe Biden was in for a cut of everything that Hunter Biden was doing. Yep, there it is. Joe Biden in for a cut of everything. And I'm telling you that the African-American vote is different than they think. Donald Trump got 8% of the black vote in 2016, but he will get double digits from black voters in 2020. Maybe 15%. That's what I'm going with. I mean, that's what the indications are. Black Voices for Trump traveling around, like I said, Saline, Ann Arbor, Detroit, all over today. You might see him. All right, let's see here. We've got, let's go to Jennifer on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Jennifer, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. The problem with early voting is those people that voted early will not have this information that Mr. Bublinski came forward with. It took great courage for that gentleman to come forward, and I commend him for that. The other thing that I have to ask you a question. If you and I got involved in a street fight and there were just the two of us, who would you want to stand with us? Biden or President Trump? We could always go hide in the basement with Biden, but wouldn't you like to have Trump with us because we could put up one hell of a fight?
I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees. That's the deal, Jennifer.
You and
Period.
Me both. That's why
Paragraph.
You vote for Trump and I vote for him. Best president this country has ever had. The only one that has kept his promises. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Tom in Mason on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Tom, it's quite an act to follow, but you've got 35, 40 seconds. Go. Tom, are you there? I think Tom abandoned us, Alex. I'm a little hurt. It's all right. It's all right. Jennifer is a hard act to follow anyway. I can understand his concern. At any rate, it is Thursday. It's debate day in America. We know that one of Hunter Biden's business partners says, yes, Joe Biden was in for a cut of all the action. I know. I was in that deal. And I'm coming clean to tell you all right now. It is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.